Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me as we connect every Monday and Wednesday to talk about the astrological energies of right now. Thank you for your time and energy. It's wonderful to connect with so many of you. I'm so grateful for the community that has developed around this show, as well as all the regular listeners. So thank you. And whether you are listening for the first time or you've been listening for years, please know that your energy is appreciated. This is an interesting time to be connecting with astrology because we're in the age of Aquarius, which is astrology. And so more and more people are interested and curious to learn more about what these energies mean in our life at a collective and individual level. And it's really fascinating to make the connections between how astrology is showing up in our lives right now. The Monday show that I just did for you talked about astrology in action, and I highlighted some of the charts of public figures and famous people and how they are, you know, experiencing their own transits right now, their own astrological energies. And it's pretty cool to learn from each other, but also to learn more about yourself. And I think that is one of the best ways that we each can use astrology, is to learn about ourselves. If there's more you want to learn about astrology on your own timeline, I do offer a variety of on-demand classes. If you want to learn about your astrological chart, or you want to learn about the astrology of relationships, that's a brand new class. And we also have the weekly transits class, where every Wednesday I talk about what's happening more specifically in your chart. So you can find those details below this podcast or video, but I just want to give you some more resources and ways to continue on your astrological understanding and journey. So in today's show, we're going to talk about how we move into March, the energies of March, some of the slowdown even in the energies that are happening right now. If you listen to the show for a while, you know that I often channel or I get intuitive messages about these energies, and I like to combine it with a spiritual and soul growth perspective. I feel that's highly applicable to knowing the bigger picture, to getting out of our own heads at times, to understanding what am I learning, what am I healing, what should I be aware of. I feel like that is so important right now. So that's how we look at astrology in this show. So this show is live every Wednesday, and today is February 27th, and the sun is currently at 8 degrees of Pisces. The sun moves 1 degree a day. That means a week from today, the sun will be conjunct Neptune. And a week from today, we will also be having a lovely new moon in Pisces. So we are building up to the new moon. And every time we're in this phase of the lunar cycle, there's the completion of the previous cycle, the completion of the last new moon energy, and what was brought up to our awareness and illuminated at the full moon. So now we're in this period of looking at allowing and releasing and trusting at such a deep level. And in this show, I really wanted to talk today about the Pisces surrender energy, because the sun is only at 8 degrees of Pisces, and we have a lot of Pisces energy in March because of Mercury retrograde. Mercury goes to 29 degrees of Pisces, the very last degree, and then stations retrograde, travels back to 16 degrees of Pisces, and is conjunct Neptune for a good week, before then moving direct again. So we have a lot of Pisces energy, specifically the last 15 degrees of Pisces, and this is the same terrain that Chiron in Pisces traveled from 2015 until just this year. So this Mercury retrograde in Pisces is helping us understand the bigger picture of what needs to be released, surrendered, dissolved, let go of, healed in regards to the Chiron in Pisces journey of the past 4 years, because astrology has all these cycles happening. And when the planets are covering the same territory and really hanging out in the same area of your chart, that's the universe pointing its finger at you, at your chart, and saying, go here right now for some understanding, wisdom, healing, information, because this is the part of your chart that's really being highlighted. The last 15 degrees of Pisces is being highlighted for all of us collectively. And then for you individually, it's the house placement. It's where 16 to 29 degrees of Pisces is in your chart that this Mercury retrograde is working with you and allowing you to release more of what you were healing as Chiron spent time there too. So it's fascinating to make these connections, to see how the cycles overlap, how they meet up, what new information comes to your awareness. Mercury is the messenger. Mercury has the details and the stories. So whenever Mercury goes retrograde, we gather ourselves together and look at what we missed the first time. And I personally am a huge fan of Mercury retrograde. I tend to get caught up on things. I have a chance to slow down and look at what needs to be taken care of. It's great for regrouping. It's great for understanding what you didn't see the first time. Mercury is the fastest moving planet, and it's related to our minds, to how we think, how we communicate, information we take in, information we share. And especially in this day and age, with so much information around us, so much stimuli, it can all be overwhelming. And so this Mercury in Pisces retrograde is saying, get out of your head. You know, you've got to get out of your mind and to not only stay there to understand something, because the Pisces energy is about going higher, going to other realms, going to other places to get information. And in fact, Pisces is very receptive. It takes in a lot. But it needs to be alone in order to hear the messages or to get the wisdom. So Pisces is associated with meditation and what we listen to, the internal voices, the soul whispers, the sense of you're never alone. Spirit, God, Source is here. And if we calm our minds and connect at that level, we return to a place of the peace, a quiet, tranquility. These are the higher energies of Pisces, where we can just rise above the everyday life responsibilities, patterns, obligations, things we do, but that we need to do to have, you know, to be responsible, to show up at work, you know, to drop the kids off at school, to go to the store, you know, all the things that we need in our daily lives. The Pisces energy asks us to rise up above it and to not stay in these energies too much. We need the escapism of Pisces at times. And when that's done in a healthy way, it is relaxing, right? It's your weekend off where you're not looking at emails, where you're not on your phone having to deal with maybe clients or customers, or you're not involved in work. You're in a place of choosing what you need to relax. And the strong Pisces energy of right now and into March is a slowdown. Now, this Mercury retrograde is the first retrograde of the year. It's the first planet to go into retrograde motion. And it's the first Mercury retrograde of the year as well. And so the slowdown is going to be felt in a few ways. Perhaps you've already been feeling it. And yet we have some strength here, because Mars in Taurus is creating a sextile to the Sun in Pisces right now. So this Mars in Taurus energy, it's at 8 degrees right now as I do this show live. is providing us with a very clear understanding of what matters right now. Keep it simple. Take it one day at a time, one step at a time. Stay the course. Don't do too much. You know, don't try to do everything. This is a determined Mars. This is a get it done Mars. It's very much about, okay, today I'm going to get all these things done, and tomorrow I'm going to show up and do this. So this Mars is providing stability to the Sun in Pisces. You could feel productive. You could feel like you are doing what you need to do, but you don't want to take on any more. There's a sense of reducing overwhelm with this Mars sextiling the Sun. And it also means to give yourself a break, to not overdo it. If you're thinking, oh, I've got to get all this stuff done, or I have to, finish some things, the urgency, right? You know how the urgency can come up in life? This is a Mars in Taurus that says, take some deep breaths. Trust what your body can handle. Don't be overwhelmed by everything in the world. Do your best today, and that's going to be okay. It's a very logical Mars in Taurus. It's an observer. It doesn't rush into anything. So take your time right now, and know that this is needed after the Mars in Aries energy that we had, especially through January and most of February, where it felt like there was a lot to do and there was urgency. Now it's a slowdown. And there's a deeper sense of just breathing and trusting and going with it. Now, on March 1st, Venus will go into Aquarius. And this is an air sign. Aquarius is an air sign. And Venus tends to do well in air signs because she can socialize. And she can get back out into relationships and have conversations and be in ideas. And she looks for where she belongs. She looks for a community. She looks for how to connect with people over shared interests. Venus in Aquarius tends to be avant-garde and ahead of her time and an individual. And she has her own style and she does her own thing. It's a very independent Venus. And so she can be very much a problem solver and thinking things through and wanting to see things differently. She tends to be stylish. She tends to have some cool ideas and concepts. And this is a very juicy Venus in Aquarius that can feel quite buzzy. And it brings in new energy after this Venus in Capricorn transit, where she had a conjunction with Saturn and then she had a conjunction with Pluto, and it could have felt like there was so much to do, the responsibilities, the work, the putting in the time. It's like this is a Venus who, when Venus is in Capricorn, she gets things done, and she takes things seriously about her commitments and what matters to her and what she wants to achieve. And so this in fact was a very serious energy because of her conjunctions to Saturn and Pluto. But now she moves on. Before she leaves Capricorn on February 28th, she will make a square to Uranus in Aries at 29 degrees. And this can be a breakup energy in terms of setting yourself free, setting something, like just saying, I don't want to do this anymore, especially at 29 degrees, which is a completion degree, where you've put in all this work or you've done all this, you held up your end of the bargain, or you really, you know, stayed the course with something. And now you're ready to have a break and to have some fun. So Venus squaring Uranus is a liberation energy. It's this part of you that says, I'm done with some of these responsibilities. I just want to go have some fun with my girlfriends. This can also show you something unexpected, because any square to Uranus tends to be an unexpected development. So that can be something interesting. That can be a quick development. That can be something that comes in through a girlfriend or through a female at work. Venus in Capricorn is a female coworker, a female mentor, a female boss, a female manager, you get the picture, who gives you some kind of news or something unexpected happens, or she's leaving. You know, she's announcing that she's leaving. So this is a fast-moving energy, though, and it's exact on February 28th. And then Venus officially moves into Aquarius on March 1st, and she is ready to have some fun. And she starts thinking of things differently, and she becomes more social. So this will be, I feel it as kind of a, like I said, a juicier energy, much more stimulating and much more interesting Venus. And she wants to know what's going on in the world. And she steps into the energies that are bigger than her and looks at where she can contribute, where she can lend a hand, where she can give back or give in a conscious manner. So we will have Venus in Aquarius March 1st until March 27th. So that will help open things up a bit. Now, the strong Pisces energy right now is really important to be conscious of and to be aware of, because Pisces is the last astrological sign. It is about release, completion, letting go, surrender. And we know this mentally, right? You know what that means. You know what that is about. But this Pisces energy right now as we go into March feels a little bigger. And I got this really funny visual around it that I want to share with you. So the end of any cycle, especially in Pisces, is when we look at what stays and what goes. What did I learn and what can I now let go of around that lesson? Also understanding what aspects of you stay, you know, what you learned and what now becomes a part of you. It's more in alignment with who you are, what you need, what you're about. And we can be perhaps too much in our minds about letting go. Pisces is a water sign. It's a mutable sign. It is about transition and change. It's about being flexible. Pisces is where we are flowing with the river. We're flowing with change. We're allowing the seasons to change. And there are things that we can be carrying that we don't want to let go of. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Chiron just left Pisces. And Chiron was traveling through Pisces since 2010, 2011. And now Chiron is in Aries, where it will stay until 2027. But the Sun and Mercury are going to be moving over the terrain that Chiron just left, bringing our awareness to more of what has been healed, what we need to know to move forward, what we need to know to let go of so we don't repeat it. So when we come to these energies of letting go, we can say, okay, sure, yeah, I'll let it go. And it's like you empty out your pockets, right? And you empty out your purse. And you say, okay, here you go. I'm just going to take this out of my right pocket, take some stuff out of my purse, set it all down. Okay, I've released it. Thanks so much. And then the universe, God, spirit, has given us the side eye. Like, do you think you're fooling me? Because I know what else you're holding on to that you're not letting go of. And then it's sort of like, what, me? What? You mean I'm holding on to expectations or attachments or a part of my life that I don't want to change? What, me? No. and we deny it. Or there's a part of us that doesn't want to go there. Pisces is about denial. Pisces is avoidance. Pisces can be blame or self-pity. Every astrological sign has higher and lower expressions. And so the Pisces energy is what we don't want to let go of as well. And so if you were to go deeper within yourself and get real and get raw with what you're holding on to that is complete, but you haven't let it go, what would that be? And the way to look at it is through your feelings, but it's around your expectations of somebody else, your attachments to something else, and anything that you're resisting and you don't want to change. So those three words, expectation, attachment, or resistance, are three areas that we can deny where we want to let go or need to let go. Now, we do this because we have underlining emotional strings to some parts of our life. So let's just take a relationship, okay, or a job or a life experience, something that you're attached to. And because you're attached, you have expectations of that experience, of that person, of that experience, situation, whatever, okay? And it can be unconscious attachments, unconscious expectations, and unconscious resistance to letting it go. And if I were to say, would you be willing to let that life experience be complete? Your mind might say, yeah, sure, no problem, Molly. And then if you drop the energy down into your heart, you might feel tears. You might feel pain. You might feel discomfort. You might feel, again, that resistance. And it might bring up all this stuff that's showing you where you haven't been ready to let go, right? Because we often have emotions tied to something that's important to us, especially if it's a big life experience. It's a marriage, or it's a job, or it's something that defines you. Now, it can be other things too. It can be anything. And we say, I don't want to let it go because I'm afraid of the feelings that come up when I have to let something go, meaning you're afraid of the feelings of loss or pain or heartbreak. You're afraid of the feelings that come up around grieving or the deeper emotions. And so we hang on to things so we don't have to go there emotionally. We can hold on to things to avoid those feelings or that pain or that anything that gets triggered. And because there's such strong Pisces energy right now and into March, it can be confusing at times. There can be confusion. There can be lack of clarity. There can be a sense of, I don't want to deal with this. Avoidance, escapism, all that stuff comes up. But what I feel we're meant to stay conscious of is that we as humans are made to let go at all levels of our being. Like, think of it physically. We sweat. We cry. Our bodies move things through us. Mentally, you know, you're meant to grow. Like what you learned when you were three, well, you moved through that and you moved something you learned again at eight. And then you learn something new at 18. Like, we're meant to keep letting go of one phase and move on to the next phase. Think of it perhaps spiritually, if that's been your path, about maybe how your belief systems have changed or maybe how what you thought was your truth has changed. Think about it emotionally. And this is the Pisces energy, where there's probably been hard things before in your past that you've gone through, and it was really difficult, it sucked, you didn't like it, but you did it. You managed to move through it. See, we're made to let go. We're made to release. We're made to grieve. We're made to be these energetic vessels of infinity energy. It comes in but has to go out. It comes in, it has to go back out. But mentally, we can stop it. Emotionally, we can stop it. Physically, we can stop it. I mean, we can, with our free will and even our unconscious selves, we can shut down one version of something because we don't want to let it go. And again, getting this visual of Spirit, God, Source giving us the side eye, it's sort of like, are you sure you want to keep that expectation to someone alive? Do you want to keep that attachment to an outcome alive? Do you want to keep resisting what you know you are ready to let go of at a higher level? And when you have the courage to go into your emotional truth, and you have the courage to feel the feelings, all the feels, and it moves through you, and you let go of that job, you let go of that relationship, you let go of what you thought the outcome would be, or what you thought what you were unconsciously expecting of somebody, if you can let that go, amazing things happen. Miracles start to happen in terms of how you're then surrendering one version and allowing it to flow out, move out of you, so that in the new cycle, the next cycle, which begins in Aries, the next cycle brings in a resurgence of what you want now, who you are now, what is a better fit for you, what makes sense, what's in alignment. And I think that can help mentally with knowing how it's okay to let somebody go, to let parts of your experience be complete, to let an aspect of your self-identity be over. It's like there's this deeper trust that develops in you because you know that it's not a fit or it's not serving you, it's not for your best and highest good. And can you trust that something else will come in? It's that famous cliche that nature abhors a vacuum, right? There will always be something else that comes in to replace it. Any energy, any void, any opening. And in Pisces, part of our work is to create the openings, to create a new void. Because the energy cycle completes in Pisces in a way that if you're not aware of what you're attached to, it becomes this dead weight of energy. Or it can. I mean, there's no judgment from Spirit, God, Source. There's no judgment. You can choose anything. But when we talk about our best and highest good, that means being in the flow and allowing. So where there was resistance, you're now allowing. Where there were expectations, you're now releasing. Where there were attachments, you're now opening. And that same person, that same job or a certain experience can come back around in the next cycle as a newer, truer version of their own energy that fits you better too. See, so sometimes we think if we let go, it's like I keep coming back to relationships here because it's so big for us, but you have to let people go so they can grow or follow their own path, follow their own choices, follow their own journey, which has nothing to do with you whatsoever, even though that's not how it always feels. But that's the bigger picture of it all. And you let them go because you trust in the process and you trust in what can transpire and come up through this time. So we can be very conscious and aware during Pisces season of what we're expecting, attached to, or resistant of. In fact, there's a good quote by Ram Dass that whatever you are attached to or feel aversion to, that is your work. That is your work. So Pisces is when we say, okay, I don't know. I don't know. And it's okay not to know. And it's okay to be that open vessel of receiving and understanding and allowing space for the higher insights and the higher wisdom to come in. It does depend on how open you are to the Pisces energy and how trusting you are in what is bigger than you, the energies that are bigger than us. And Pisces is typically related to spiritual energies, what you believe in about the universe, about the all that is, and how energy is always in motion, how energy is always changing forms. And because of that, do you believe in a benevolent universe? Or do you believe in a judgmental universe or a punishing universe? Our belief systems are critical to how we experience energies and to how we experience what happens in our lives. So the Pisces season is raising our perspective, our consciousness, and our awareness to be in a place of this, like, beautiful openness. You know, you think of a flower in bloom. I'm getting an image of like a sunflower, and it's just in bloom and it's facing the sun. All the petals are out and it's trusting life and trusting the rain will come, trusting the soil will have nutrients, trusting the sun will provide the heat and the rays and the warmth. It's like this deeper trust in life that allows us to be free. To be free. And that freedom and that openness, I mean, wow, you realize what is holding your energy, right? Like where you feel attached, where you're feeling like held back or held down. And then the Pisces, it's like opens us up to a new sense of freedom that can be hard to describe, but a really deep feeling of trust in yourself and trust in what's bigger than you. So be honest with yourself about these expectations, attachments, or resistance. They represent an underlining emotion or fear. And they are a teacher. They are a teacher. And these are the bigger things in life that are, actually, it's the things in life that are out of your control or out of your true power. And the Pisces energy returns us to our true power, which is in trusting life, trusting the cycles, trusting the energies, trusting that what leaves will be replenished, that what ends will be fulfilled in a new way, in a new version. Universal laws is really a strong theme here. So looking at this in your chart can be helpful for understanding your own cycles, your own areas of growth. And this Pisces energy actually lends a really supportive outlet for the strong Capricorn energies. Throughout this year, Saturn in Capricorn is making a sextile to Neptune in Pisces. And as Saturn approaches Pluto in Capricorn, the weight of the world, the changes in the world, where the world is going, it can become heavier, more challenging. It can bring out the lower aspects and energies of Capricorn, which is being perhaps cold or callous, being unaware of how things can affect people, about feelings. Capricorn can be very much about only the results and not about who gets hurt along the way or what happens as a result. It's a very intense energy at times. And so what I'm remembering is this really wonderful quote that I've carried for years from Oprah. And, of course, Oprah has done so much for the globe, the world, and through many means, right? I mean, not only her award-winning TV show and her books, but everything she has with podcasts and messages and everything. And one quote that I've always carried for years, like for decades now, and I can't even remember who she was talking to, but she did an interview one time on her show with somebody who was going through something really difficult. Of course, this could be any number of people that she spoke with, but she said to them, you know, I don't know how you would get through that without a spiritual perspective. And that line always stuck with me because it raises a really good point where in life, we have really hard things at times, and we have very challenging situations and tough phases we go through, and, you know, there's so many ways to interpret life events and life experiences. And so I look at this dialogue between the planets in Capricorn, which is the real world, and what's changing permanently in our real world, and the planets in Pisces, which is the spiritual perspective. And so I just remember that quote of, well, how do you get through life with a spiritual perspective? What spiritual perspective helps you deal with this world, deal with the things that are challenging in your heart? What is that for you? And you might feel that it's been upgraded or changed around, or you have a new understanding or new perspective, depending where you are on your own journey and through your life experiences. But this is a strong energy right now of how do we move through this period in humanity when so much can be confusing and uncertain and difficult and intense? I mean, what spiritual perspective supports you? Because it can be a lot harder to not have a spiritual perspective. I feel like this is a time of really feeling secure and strong in your own spiritual perspective about yourself, your life, the world. And that is meant to be where you go for ongoing love, unconditional love, unconditional support, feeling connected, feeling you can trust life, feeling that you're recognized, feeling that you're supported. And it could be something that is private for you that you don't share with the world, or maybe you don't share with anybody. But that awareness is a strength of Pisces, is a strength. Now, we have the strong Jupiter in Sagittarius that's also squaring Neptune off and on throughout 2019. And that brings in more of our ego because it's a fire sign. Sagittarius is a fire sign. And that can bring in more of, I have the truth. I know the answer. So it can be more adamant, more self-righteous, the lower expressions of Sagittarius. And when, in fact, the higher expressions of Jupiter and Sagittarius is that there's many truths. There's many perspectives. There's many ways that something can be examined and right for somebody that wouldn't be right for you, but that doesn't mean it's wrong, right? It just means it's right for them. So we're balancing and moving between these different energies of, okay, I know what's right for me, and I'm going to trust that. I'm going to keep going with that, but I'm going to stay open because it's being open that allows you to experience more wisdom, more healing, more downloads, more understandings. And that being open to what is bigger than you, staying open to spirit, staying open to God, source, angels, spirit guides, whatever you call them, call the energies, that is actually one of our greatest powers. And that theme feels really strong with this Mercury in Pisces retrograde, where this Mercury is saying, I didn't logically get some things before. See, Mercury is all about logic and details and understanding something in a way that's, you know, specific. Pisces is like, I'm not using any words, and I'm going to communicate with you. Pisces is wordless. Pisces is intuition. It's energies. So now the Mercury energy is receiving this download from spirit of new energies, new understandings, new ways of rewriting the stories, the healing, the lessons, the challenges of the past 4 years or so. So that, oh, this is beautiful. So that now you can perhaps see that you were never alone or never doing it on your own, and God's source spirit was always with you and present with you. And this Mercury retrograde is asking you to gather up a stronger connection to spirit and to carry that with you going forward. Because that is Like, I'm seeing it going into bones, like skeleton bones, absorbing this new higher wisdom and energy into the bones of your being. And it gives you that power, freedom, and openness to keep trusting life and to keep trusting what you can't see, but trusting that you're not alone, you're supported, the bigger energies that you connect with are present and available. And I feel like that energy, it feels like a blanket of comfort and warmth and very, you know, nourishing. And then that allows the letting go of expectations of people, attachments to people, and resistance. Because once you know that you're loved and safe and comforted, it's easier to let other things go. It's easier to understand that it's okay to do so. So it feels like March has a slowdown energy in a sense, to bring you back to spirit and source and the eternal energies that we feel but we can't see and can't touch. And I know that next Wednesday, March 6th, a really lovely Pisces new moon is a download of new messages, information, awareness. It's a really lovely new moon because of how it connects with Saturn in Capricorn and Mars in Taurus. So I have a video on YouTube that you can watch where I go through the chart of that Pisces new moon on March 6th. And that can make it clearer. Actually, I feel like what it does is it gives you the spiritual strength to let go. It gives you the spiritual strength to let go. So if there's something that you are feeling or you've been sensing, like as I've been talking through this show, something's come up to your awareness, and you're like, oh, I don't want to let go of that, or I don't know if I can do that. This is a preparatory phase to the new moon in Pisces where you might be ready to just release something from your grasp. And, you know, Pisces is about the two fishes. The fish, it's the duality sign. It's as above, so below, as within, so without. This is Pisces. It's the two fishes. It's like the human fish and the spiritual fish. It's the part of you that's going up and then the part of you that comes back down to earth. And have you ever tried to catch a fish? You can't hold that thing, right? That's Pisces. It's like, you can't catch me. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to, swim away. So that's the natural state of this energy. Like, let something leave. Let something swim away because a second fish will come right in and deliver the new energy. So we'll keep talking about this as we move through Pisces season, my friends, and we will continue on with these themes of the Mercury retrograde. And I hope that this show has been supportive of you, perhaps provide a confirmation that to trust yourself, to trust whatever came up to your awareness that you're ready to let go of, to trust that. So thank you as always for joining me. I'll be back on Monday with another new show, and it will be March. So I will see you next month. Have a beautiful day and week ahead, and I will also see you online as well. And you can find out more about me and my offerings below this podcast and video. You can find out more at ConsciousCoolChic.com. or mollymccord.online. Thanks, friends. I'll see you soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.